nation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith, and we'll attempt to answer the question, how can we increase our faith every day? How can we live out our lives in a manner that is both pleasing to God and yet remain secure in His promises? And on this show, we will interview people of faith who are willing to share their faith story. And we will also talk about some of the great promises of God found in His Word. You can check out some of our previous interviews at the radio station website, WCHV.com, and you click on the podcast section, scroll down to Everyday Faith, and you're going to find some really great interviews in there. Last week, we had an amazing interview with Anthony Gill, or AG as he's called, and he's a star player on the UVA men's basketball team. And we had a great conversation about faith in sports, so you might want to check that out. Also, a very powerful testimony from UVA wrestling coach Steve Garland is in there. It's just some really great interviews, so check that out if you get a chance. And we also, we have an email address. It is everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we appreciate all your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. Well, what does the Bible have to say about faith? One of our anchor verses is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And if you put that another way, faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The next question we ask on this show is, why is faith important? Also from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, this time, says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Well, how do you get faith? One of the things the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, it says, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God." So we're going to talk a lot about the Word of God on this program, and we hope that it will encourage you to grow in your faith every day. Well, we thank you for joining us today, and today on the show we've got another great interview. My good friend Dave Hart, who is the head football coach over at the Covenant School in Charlottesville. We're going to talk about his faith journey on the first half of the program. And on the second half, we'll hear from Coach Hart a profound message called "Don't Waste Your Sport." I heard Coach Hart speak recently, and his message touched me and changed me forever, and I can't wait for you to hear this powerful message. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break and be back in just a moment with Coach Dave Hart.
What's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On May 31st, from 10 until 3, the Albemarle County Police Department will be sponsoring a car show at Old Trail Village in Crozet. Relay for Life in Orange will be May 31st at Orange County High School. On May 31st, the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is holding the Bow Wow Walk K9 2.5K at Lee Park in downtown Charlottesville. The Lake Monticello Fire and Rescue Auxiliary is sponsoring Game Day on June 8th from 1 until 5 at the Firehouse on Slice Road in Palmyra. And the Earliesville Farmers Market happens every Thursday from 4 until 7 through October. The market is just beyond Buck Mountain Episcopal Church in the parking lot. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Today on the show, we have Coach Dave Hart, who is the head football coach over at Covenant High School. I had the opportunity to hear Coach Hart speak to a group of students and parents recently at the Covenant School, and when he was done, I said, my goodness, I have to get that man on the radio show, and lo and behold, here he is. Coach, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It truly is an honor, and I appreciate this time together.
Tell us, if you would, before we get into your talk, which I can't wait to get into, the don't waste your sport, because that is right. A profound message. I want to get to that. But before we get there, if you would, for our listeners, could you tell us a little bit about your faith journey?
Yeah, sure. For me, my faith journey starts way back at the age of four. I had the blessing of growing up in a strong Christian home, and every night, before my brothers and I would go to bed, my dad would come in and he'd read either the Bible or a devotional with us. It was a really special time for me and my brothers. Looked forward to that every night, just time with the boys. And it was during one of those times where my dad presented the gospel to us. And at the end of it, he said, hey, boys, does anyone want to give their lives to Christ? And I just felt a calling in my heart. And I said, yeah, Dad, I do. And so, age of four, my dad led me to Christ.
Wow.
And it was awesome. Mm. He has always had and still does definitely had a huge impact in my life. He's an awesome, godly man. Truly look up to him. So he's been a major guide for me as I've tried to navigate what does it look like to live a godly life in this world. Up through high school, you know, I would say I lived a moral life. I believed in Christ. I knew all the right answers from going to church, if you will. But I didn't quite grasp the gospel and how it completely impacted my life. It really wasn't until college that I really came to a good understanding of who Christ was and how the gospel affects every area, or should affect every area of my life. I met with a guy named Justin Hester. He was the campus director of the Penn State Navigators, campus ministry group there. And he met with me every week, once a week, for the whole 4 years that I was in college. And that time was such a sweet time. It was just a time where he poured into me through God's truth, through his experiences that God had taken him through. And he really showed me how the gospel frees us and should impact every area of our lives. Mm-hmm. It was during that time that I really started to understand also what it looks like to invest your life in somebody else. Right, Justin was investing his life in me, pouring into me continually to lead me to Christian maturity. And it really showed me how to do it, and it gave me a passion for it, right? To have a eternal impact on the people around you. So that's a little bit of
that's powerful. You know, it's similar to some of the experience I had is when I took God's word, the Bible, off the shelf, and instead of looking at it as a history book and stories about then, my life changed when I started to apply it, and instead of looking at God as something that was, everything changed for me when I started to live my life with God's word, with Him, using God's word as the instruction book for, for every day. Everything changed for me. And it's kind of what you were just saying is the difference that, that you found. Could you tell our listeners, was there ever a time in your life when your faith started to carry you, or kind of a difficult time where your faith bailed you out of a situation where you had to really lean on your faith? Ever that time in your life?
As I think about that, I would say that there have been multiple times in my life like that. Specifically, times where I'm tempted to believe lies, to trust in my own strength, to believe that I'm not good enough, or that I'm not worth what Christ tells me I'm worth. So any time that I'm trying to perform and earn my place, whether it's in the workplace or whether it's on a sports team or whether it's my place with God, my faith, the understanding of the gospel, has brought me back to the truth that, look, Dave, I don't need to do that, right? I don't need to do that. I'm free because of what Christ has done for me, and I can trust in His promises and in the righteousness He gives me. I do not have to lean on my works to get me through. I trust and lean on His works to get
and
me
it's
through.
So that that concept there, it sounds easy, but it's so contrary to the way that you're raised, particularly in an athletic household. You know, everything is about individual achievement. If I work harder, then I get this. If I have more goals, then I get this. And then all of a sudden you develop this relationship with Christ, and it's, hey, wait a second. You know, one of His messages is come to me, all of you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Right.
And once you understand the importance of that rest and the freedom, the word you used, it just kind of accelerates your faith, and you get deeper into this relationship, and there's no turning back.
I think you're right on when you say that there's a strong correlation with an athletic background and that desire to perform and to earn your position, whatever it might be. In high school, for me, that was definitely the case. It was definitely the case that I had a strong sense that I had to perform. I had to do the right things in order for my teammates to accept me, in order for my coaches to accept me, in order for the fans to accept me. And it really led me down this path that was pretty destructive. It just really had weighed heavy on my heart, and it led me to a place where I was really a slave to fear instead of living in the freedom that Christ gives us.
Oh my, do I know what you're talking about. Coach, we're talking with Coach Dave Hart. He's the head football coach at Covenant High School. We're going to take a break in just a minute, and we're going to talk about the message that Coach has for us, don't waste your sport. Before we do that, I want to share today's victory verse. Those of you that read the Bible know this verse. If you're newer to the Bible, I encourage you to take this verse, write it down on an index card, just like I have done, and it is from the Old Testament, Jeremiah 29:11. I love this verse. I'm going to read it to you in just a second, but I want you to write it down. If you're driving in your car, just make a note of it somehow and come back to it, look it up, It's very powerful when you write the word down. And then what I want you to do is really declare this word for over your own life, your loved ones. If you have children, I share this with my kids. If you have grandchildren, so forth. Well, here it is, Jeremiah 29:11, one of the great promises in the Bible. God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And Coach, if you could, real quick, talk to us about how important that promise is for particularly any students that are listening. You know, it's graduation weekend for a lot. And students don't know where they're necessarily going, what the future has. Right. But yet, when you have faith and you listen to God's word and you internalize this, you can just keep moving knowing that he's got it.
Exactly. For me, that brings such comfort because I don't want to be in control. You know, there's times where I'm tempted to take control, but ultimately I'm glad that the maker of the universe that created the stars and everything that we see is in control of my life, and he has a specific plan for me, and I can trust that and know that and move forward with confidence knowing that he has me in his hands and he's going to take care of me.
Another version in the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts and plans," and the idea that God actually has thoughts of me, you know, that's pretty amazing.
Amazing.
But they're plans for hope and a future. Right. We're talking with Coach Dave Hart, the head football coach at Covenant High School. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the message, "Don't waste your sport." Please stay with us.
Our vacation in a Virginia state park was a wonderful idea. The lodge is beautiful and it has so much room. And the kids are having such a great time. And Mark and I even have time for just the two of us. This has been a wonderful experience and we've never felt so close as a family. We'd love for you to join us. Love, Virginia.
For more information, call 800-933-PARK. Sponsored by the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Virginia Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Is the obsession to gamble causing a problem in your life? Perhaps a loved one or a close friend? Gamblers Anonymous can help. The Gamblers Anonymous Charlottesville chapter meets every Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at the Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Universalist Church at 717 Rugby Road. To get immediate help, please call 1-434-563-6694. Remember, tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Pray the Lord above. I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday morning. We have with us on the program today Coach Dave Hart. He's the head football coach at the Covenant High School. Coach, I want to get right into your message. Sure. I love this word. It's called "Don't Waste Your Sport." Can you give us a little bit of that message?
No problem. The whole concept of not wasting your sport, right? I'm a coach, and so naturally I want my athletes and my coaches to use the sport to the best of their ability, the fullest that it can be used. And when I think about sport, I think often that our culture and the world around us is so consumed with the individual in sport that it's all about the star player. How many points they put up, how many games they win for their team alone, right? That's the concept that we usually get spoken to us. And it infiltrates every aspect of sport that ends up being that you have a team, but in the hearts and minds of those individuals on the team, typically it's really all about them. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to put my points up and put my stats up. Mm-hmm. If the team wins, great. If they don't, as long as I get mine,
and
I'm
get
good.
My awards.
Exactly. As long as people notice me, as long as people reward me for my performances, then I'm okay with it. And I would say, Jeff, I would say that's wasting your sport. I would say we waste our sports when we seek to bring worth and value to ourselves through our performances in sport, right? And you think about worship Worship means giving worth to someone or something. And really what we're doing when we do this is we're worshiping ourselves through our sport, right? We're trying to give worth to ourselves because of our performances. And I think that's wasting your sport.
I've played on, my kids have played on teams where the parents the parents will actually keep the stopwatch and time the minutes, how many minutes they've gotten to make sure that so it comes at you in a lot of different ways. And when I was listening to your talk the other night, I was like, oh gosh, guilty. But you're absolutely right. And Anthony Gill of the UVA men's basketball team we had on last week, he clearly gets this message because he was a guy who is an NBA, future NBA player, NBA prospect, right. I call him. And yet he humbled himself to come off the bench, which is, in today's culture, you just don't see that.
You never see it. It's a me-first culture in the sports world that we live in. It really is. And to find someone like Anthony who is willing to serve his team by sitting the bench and coming off the bench to support the team the best he can in the way that his coaches see best fit for him, that's a unique situation for sure.
So how can any of our listeners, if they're playing sports, how can they figure out the way to best utilize their skills and talents, but still, while they're on the field, how can they do that in a way that honors God? That's the question.
That's a great question. So here's what I tell my players. I tell them that you have been given everything that you have. You have been given, right, by God, the ability to run, the ability to, in football's case, throw a ball, catch a ball, the ability to make a tackle. Those are all gifts that you've been given. They're not truly yours. You did not create them and put them in yourself. And so what we aim for is then on the field, on the practice field, one, developing those gifts, right? We're stewards of those gifts. We need to develop them. And then we need to respond and love to God for giving them to us, right? They're good gifts. Mm-hmm. And we should respond to Him out of love. And when we do that, we're worshiping Him through sport.
So the profound message you gave to me that I'm still getting my arms around, you think it's possible to play a sport, and while playing a sport, play it in such a way that it becomes a way to worship God through your sport.
I do, without a doubt. I think we, as a Christian community and as a community as a whole, I think we sell worship short. I think we put it in a box. I think when we think of the word worship, we think of something we either do at church, right, singing songs, listen to a pastor preach, or something we do in our study, right, when we're reading the Bible or we're praying on our own. Those are definitely meaningful ways to worship, but it's not all there is to worship, right? The purpose of men and women, is to know God, to enjoy Him, and then respond in worship to Him in all aspects of life, not just while we're at church, not just while we're reading our Bible, but in the way we work, in the way we play sport. Those are all chances to use the gifts God's given us to worship.
My two sons had the opportunity to play in a lacrosse tournament recently, and I bring this up because it was brought to my attention. They won the state championship, and in the handshake line after the game, one of the coaches came up to me afterwards because I was nearby, and the coach described to me, he said, you know, the best player on the other team, he gave me kind of that that limp handshake after the game. And I know he was disappointed and everything, and I'm sure most of us are guilty of doing that at some point. Right. But it was just interesting that in that little detail, it really kind of misrepresents, or can misrepresent, who you are and who it is that you worship.
Exactly.
You know, that little detail.
Right. Yeah, the handshake is huge. It tells a lot. And I think if you look behind that handshake, or you look behind the actions that typically say that my sport's all about me, I think what you'll find is someone who's finding their identity,
mm-hmm.
looking for the answers to who they are,
mm-hmm.
through their performance.
Mm.
And so when that guy goes down the line and gives a limp handshake, he is disappointed. He is probably heartbroken because the thing he's looking to give him his worth and his identity has just failed him.
Mm-hmm.
And in his eyes, because the score's wrong on the scoreboard, he's a failure,
mm-hmm.
as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you get the limp handshake or various other actions that...
Well, you know, and as parents, we're all guilty. I've played sports at a high level, and you
mm-hmm.
too have, coach. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, our kids come off the field and they lose the state championship game,
right.
or they lose in the quarterfinals. And sometimes, as parents, we're disappointed in that.
Sure.
And our children come to us, and they, gosh, do they pick up on that disappointment?
Yes, they do.
And you know, we're worshiping God on Sunday, but then when we go to the playing field, you know, something switches in
right,
us.
Right.
And we lose that promise that we were talking about in Jeremiah 29:11.
Mm-hmm.
God's got it all. It's his plan.
Right.
And we have to have confidence in that. And yet we get ourselves to the playing field, and that gets all twisted up.
Right. Here's what I love about competition, and I think you're pointing to it, is that for you and for me and for those athletes that truly take their sport seriously, which is great. It's a great thing. Competition reveals our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
It's and unlike any other situation in life, that in competition, who we are comes out in all its glory or in all its
mm-hmm.
ugliness,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so that's an opportunity for us to reflect, to give those broken pieces of our heart to God, ask for forgiveness, and like you said, go back to his word,
yes.
apply his word to our heart, ask for him for mercy to transform our hearts to be more like him.
Mm-hmm.
We can't expect ourselves to be perfect, right? We're broken, and we need grace, but the thing I love about competition, it is a way and can be a way that God uses to really sanctify us, to make us more like him.
Well, and the Apostle Paul talks about that in several of his letters. He talks about running the race.
Exactly.
And it's not necessarily because not everybody can win. You can't win every race, or not, you know, only one person wins it. But
right,
I think
right.
oftentimes it's how you run your race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, I think we can teach our children, our grandchildren, our players, that it's really, it comes back. You know, how you do those things is really a reflection. It reflects to, you know, your parents and how your parents have raised you, but it also
right.
reflects who it is you're worshiping.
Exactly.
I'm starting to get it, Coach.
You are. You got it, man. You got it down. It does. It reflects where you're finding your hope, right? And where you're finding your security. An athlete who finds his hope and security in who Christ tells him he is or
mm-hmm.
she is, while he or she may be disappointed after the loss, and rightfully so, they're not shattered. Their
mm-hmm.
world is not shattered. They stand on the bedrock of Christ. It's okay to be disappointed after a loss, right? It's okay to be competitive and want to win. But if it's our ultimate, if that is our ultimate, we're ultimately going to be discouraged, dissatisfied, empty, and end up in slavery.
Coach Dave Hart, Covenant High School head football coach, thank you so much for sharing the message today. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We so appreciate you joining us this Sunday. Have an awesome day. We'll see you next Sunday. Peace.